This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Teachers around the world have found themselves not only fighting for quality education, but struggling against the often deadly effects of the pandemic. That is why Education International, EI, used this year's World's Teachers Day, October 5th, to intensify its efforts for safe working conditions and vaccine equity around the globe. EI is the global union for teachers and other educators. It represents 32 million union members in 178 countries. The General Secretary of Education International is David Edwards. He refers to the thousands of teachers who have died during the past year.
These are not numbers. They're human beings who lost their lives in service to their students and colleagues doing that which mattered most. The vast majority of them were unvaccinated, despite our demands to vaccinate all teachers. Many of them and many of their colleagues still are teaching under very difficult conditions. We pay tribute to them by continuing to fight for better, safer, and more dignified conditions that befit the people who teach the future. We pay tribute to their legacy as part of this whole, which truly is greater than the sum of its individual parts. In many countries, when you are at a school or union gathering or event and you name a teacher, leader, colleague that is no longer with us, the response is presente, present. When we pay tribute to the gift that their lives and their contributions have made, we say the present. We continue onwards, building on that contribution, remembering what we have learned from them and moving forward together about being present for one another.
The president of Education International is the Australian teacher Susan Hopgood.
Never has there been such a combined sense of accomplishment and uncertainty, of sorrow and optimism weighing on our hearts and on our mission as teachers. Educators have been present, adapting and improvising at the classroom and community level, working through their unions to forge and direct policies at the systems level, and managing the personal challenges unique to so many frontline workers. Too often, these challenges have been deadly. So many teachers lost their lives this year in the pandemic. So many mothers and fathers. So many sons and daughters. Because teachers are so much a part of our communities, so present, their loss is keenly felt. One of the more permanent human truths is that we don't fully value what we have until it's gone. It applies to our teachers and to the very idea of education itself. The absence of in-person schooling in the pandemic created a void and delivered us an unmistakable lesson about the importance of teaching and the necessary structures and systems of education. The lesson was driven home by the maths of inequity. Effective remote learning made impossible when one half of the world has no internet. The loss of school-based nutrition in the context of historic and rising rates of global hunger, and the 11 million girls during COVID-19 who joined the already existing 130 million girls out of school and may never return. Through it all, teachers persisted and adapted and maintained our presence in classroom and the community. Likewise, our unions and allies and advocates have been clear about pushing forward on a comprehensive and sustainable path to recovery. We know there is no end to COVID-19 and no safe return to schools for all students without vaccine equity worldwide. As long as vaccine production falls short of meeting the global demand, we will continue to see new waves of the pandemic endanger the lives of our teachers and the future of our children. We know that countries where governments have engaged in meaningful social dialogue with unions have fared much better in the pandemic than countries where educators and their unions were not involved. We know that individuals make a difference in our time. Those on the front line, those in constant harm's way, who deserve our thanks and praise. But a sustainable future isn't the stuff of superheroes. It will be hard won by the collaborative work to build, operate and maintain systems, especially a public sector that has been dismantled and distorted in many nations by politics, by neglect, and now a pandemic. Teachers are present. We are standing with our troubled and anxious communities, and we are mobilised to make sure that the heart of any post-pandemic recovery is quality education for all. The future depends on it.